It may be summer, but most parents do not get summer break from work, okay? Maybe if you work in a specialty place, maybe it's tech, maybe it's where you can take off 2 months and do stuff with your kids. You're very much privileged, okay? But it is not easy balancing work, adulting, your state of mind while these kids have summer break, because they feel like, because they have nothing to do, you are supposed to be the entertainment. You are supposed to provide the things that they can do all the time. They are supposed to have fun all the time. It's supposed to be on their watch, their schedule all the time. And it cannot be. It cannot be. And it's not because I love work and I want to work. I don't love work and I don't want to work. But I also have other things I have to do with my body and my financial funds that may not involve you having fun all the time, may not involve me doing certain things all the time. And when your children don't understand that, there's friction there. There's frustration there. And that's what I want to talk about. Welcome to Cozy Room Podcast. So, like, even now, I'm on my lunch. I try to do a Walgreens order on their app. It glitched. PayPal still charged me for it. I had to take time on my lunch to call Walgreens, talk to customer service, make sure they didn't charge me, make sure I'm going to get returned for what I bought. Then I had to think physically, do I physically want to go to the store as soon as I get off of work? Because I have a recording tonight with Glow at a certain time. And then I'm just like, do I want to go to Publix? Because Publix is having a sale where I want to get things for the low since they're having BOGO. Am I going to make it back in time for this recording? And then I have beef that I want to do a stew with for dinner tonight, because I'm tired of chicken. I'm tired of wings. I'm tired of nachos. I'm tired of pizza. And in reality, in my mind, I really want to do nothing. I really would like to lay in my bed and let somebody else go out in the streets and do this. But it's me. Again, hello me. It's always me. I gotta do it. I gotta pay for it. I gotta correct it. I gotta do this. And then I just got off a call with someone who is being a a-hole at work because they want me to sit on the phone for over 95 minutes because they want their answer on this call. Well, sis, I'm past my adherence time. I need to go take my lunch. I can email you a response from the tech of your question. No, I decline. I'd rather wait. Girl, you cannot hold me hostage because you want to answer now and it's not happening now. And it's just like, we be in our day and we be dealing with passive aggressive stuff with work. People who don't know how to communicate, trying to duplicate ourselves in multiple places while we work. The kids are in the house. The TV is loud. They want to play the game. They want to go outside. Their room is a mess. I already told you to clean up your room one time already. I had to pass your room again and it's not cleaned up. But I found time to make my bed this morning and work. I found time to clean the kitchen and work. I found time to do laundry and work. But all you see is a boring day where you didn't really get to do anything. Excuse me? Excuse me? There's so many things that I'm doing today that I don't want to do. On top of that, 3 episodes dropped today. So that means I have to clip up clips for 3 episodes, do an upload for Twitter, do an upload for IG, do an upload for TikTok, send my co-hosts of some of the pods clips so they can promote it on their social media. I'm going through merch while I work because I'm just like, if I wanted to buy a sweatshirt, if I wanted to buy a t-shirt, what t-shirt would I want to wear? Why would I want to wear that t-shirt? And these are all the things that I'm doing throughout my day. Meanwhile, our kids want to be entertained. They want to have all the snacks in the world. They want to be able to go into your fridge every 5 minutes. They want to be able to leave the microwave open, stack dishes sky high in the sink, and you've only ate twice today. Okay? And on top of that, I have to remember to take my vitamins. I have to remember to drink my water. I have to find ways to work out while dodging this rain that keeps happening every other day. What is up with this monsoon rain? And when did June become so wet? Okay, I've never been jealous of a month. When did this happen?
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Okay, it's annoying. Okay, it's annoying. I'm on my lunch eating a Lindsay's homemade icy that's supposed to taste like mango and it really tastes like tangerine. Okay. I am fed up. And it's only, what time is it? 3 p.m. It's only 3 p.m. in the afternoon and I'm already fed up. In 3 more hours, I'll be off of work. And then what really irritated me is the lady that I was helping for over 95 minutes on the call asking for my manager's name. Girl, this is his name and this is his alias. What's up? And I copied and pasted our whole conversation so he can see the passive aggressiveness you're giving me because you want to answer now. It's my question and I want to answer now. Girl. And it's not a matter of me eating and going to lunch. Girl, I eat when I want to. At my desk, in my home. It's the fact that this man wants people to go at a certain time, so they're in adherence, and you're trying to hold me hostage because you don't want me to get off the phone. Girl, this is not the 40s, sis. You do not owe me. Like, it really be the people, the audacity in people that really just get on my nerves throughout the day. And so when it comes to parenting, we're out here balancing all of these things. We're out here trying to work, trying to figure out fun things to do with the kids, trying to figure out how we're going to pay for it, on top of preparing for what's coming the next week, preparing for what's coming the next month. Do you know that I have already gone school shopping? Do you know that I spent over $100 in school uniforms already and it is mid-June? They just got out the end of May. Because in my mind, I'm already seeing July. I'm already seeing how many times do I get paid in July? What needs to get done on this date? When does school start in August? Like, that's the brain of a in-tuned, on-point mother. Okay? My mind is done with June. I am in the end of July right now. I am preparing for this first and second week of August. I already took off the day in August that I might need to go take Anya to get her hair braided for school. Like, to have my mind and be able to function how I function, most people could not. Most people could never, okay? And some dads are on point like that, and y'all are appreciated. Some moms are on point like this, and they should be appreciated, okay? But they're not always appreciated. They're not always appreciated. And do you know how many times Anya's dad has texted my phone, randomly called while I'm doing something in the car or we're going somewhere, and he wants to call, talk to her. Well, just call me later. Like, the later never happens. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, he randomly calls whenever he thinks, oh yeah, Anya exists. They don't really have a conversation. She doesn't really have a feeling to call him. He doesn't make the effort to call back. He texts me today about, do I see a picture in his email, but he can't find it. I said, no. He's like, never mind, I found it. There has been no conversation about, okay, when does she go back to school? What does she need for school? Nothing. So it's kind of like a little kid that sometimes calls for Anya, but doesn't do nothing about the well-being of Anya. And then I have the other co-parent that actually co-parents with me, who only speaks to me when there's a transaction that needs to happen. Either money needs to... I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk. We critique. We give feedback. We support each other, and that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Or let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts, whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. Happen or Ari needs to happen, which I don't mind because Ari's somewhere enjoying herself, comfortable, safe. And I talk to her dad's girlfriend more than I talk to him. You know what I'm saying? And I check in with her. And I let her know, hey, next week I got to go to the office. She can stay if she wants to stay. Blah, 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 blah. I go ahead and I confirm with him. He doesn't even respond. And that is the life that I be living over here, because people are constantly peopling. And so if you're having a hard time this summer while having kids, trust me, I understand. But I try to make the best out of it, okay? I took Aya to amusement park last weekend. She was so annoyed that I took her off of the computer, off of the Xbox, to come to amusement park. The audacity. Do you know I paid $75 for her ticket and my ticket? Plus, I paid $40 for us to go in the arcade and play games. And she was barely enthused. On top of that, I took her to go get more school supplies before we went home. She was not enthused. And I get to the point where I'm just like, At the end of the day and early in the morning, I did my best. I did my best. And that's really all that we can do. So don't beat yourself up when it comes to summertime and these kids. Do your best. My name is Shan. This is Cozy Moon Podcast. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening and continue to be a trooper. That's it.
Hi, Andy. I love you.